Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, a Christmas edition, as we're on a Sunday night tonight. We're usually here on Monday nights, but Blake is headed home for Christmas, and yeah, and it's kind of nice to have a full week here where we can just kind of worry about, well, we don't have hockey to worry about, so we can worry about Christmas and time with family, so that's good too. So we're going to do it on a Sunday night tonight. It'll be a little bit shorter show since we want to get out of here, number one, and number two, there ain't a hell of a lot to talk about in the hockey. It was kind of a week, Blake, where I kind of wanted to just shut the TV off and turn social media off. It just seemed like this was one of those weeks.
I can't do that because it's my job, but I sometimes get in that mood.
It's kind of a Netflix week. I just kind of to watch like I never looked at the.
What are you watching nowadays?
I'm not really watching anything right at the moment. I got to start something here over the holidays because we're not going to have a ton of hockey. So
hold on.
I haven't watched you yet.
Did you do your homework assignment?
What's that?
Did you start Yellowstone?
No, I can't. I have to watch season 3 of You first. I have to watch season 9 of Below Deck, and then I'll start Yellowstone. Yellowstone won't start till this summer. Yet? No.
You haven't watched You yet?
Not season 3. I've been watching hockey, and now I'm not watching hockey because there's very little hockey to watch. I kind of got a week planned out where I'm either working or with my family doing stuff, which is good.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Going to my parents' house. And then Christmas Day, we're going to head south about 2 hours and visit my aunt and uncle. So I got a good Christmas holiday planned and take the kids.
We're going to my grandma's. All my aunts, uncles, or cousins are coming there. Going to go skating a couple days.
We're going skating on Wednesday.
I've been on the ice in a long time, so it'd be good to get the gear back on.
Yeah.
Fly out tomorrow at noon, get into Regina at 6, go do some suit shopping for a new suit, and then head her home. Well, should be good.
Yeah, we're taking this kid skating. They're having like a Home Alone movie skate at the arena on Wednesday nights. We're gonna take the kids to that and go do a little skating. And kind of got a good week planned out, so it's all right. The holidays is a fun time where you can just kind of reset, maybe, huh?
Yeah, boys. Finished their first half Friday night, 19-4-1 to close out the first half. Pretty good start. Can't complain of that.
No. Hopefully they can keep it going. Get these breaks. Yeah. You never know what the hell's going to happen, though, do you?
Exactly.
No, seriously. I mean, you just don't. I mean, you just don't know how teams, any team's going to react at all. And I think we're going to see that not only in junior hockey, but I think we're going to see it coming out of the break with NHL teams. I think there's going to be some wild changes going on, and I think we've seen it more this year than any other year so far, so it's kind of neat to see. Did you see the Winnipeg Jets game the other night where the Capitals scored a goal, and I saw a still shot of the TV camera, and the frickin' Jets guy is right behind him with his arms in the air, too? I'm going to show you a picture. I don't know if it'll come up on the screen. Blake, I'm going to show it. We've never done this on the pod. I'm going to show it to the camera. Let's see if it even comes through here. But see if you can. Let's see if we can do this. Look at the guy behind him. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand. Figure that one out, man. I saw the picture. I was like, what's going on here? That doesn't make any sense.
Is that what we're talking about first? Is Paul Maurice?
Yeah, we're going to get to
him. Is that what you're leading into?
No. I got a couple other things I want to talk about first. So I want to get your opinion on something. We're living in I don't even know what you'd call it. A really woke world. I don't know what you call it.
Woke?
Is that the word? I don't even know if that's a word. Is that a word?
Woke is a word.
Okay. So in the United States Hockey League, in Sioux Falls.
Marty Murray?
Yeah. Listen to this. He wasn't involved in this, but listen to this, though. They had a promotion last weekend called the Dash for Cash.
Dash for Cash?
Yeah. I thought it was a really cool promotion. And a bank, like a credit union, put it on. and they laid out a big piece of carpet in the middle of the rink after the first or second period. I don't know which one. And they, it looks like about, they had 10 teachers that volunteered, and the credit union was going to drop $5,000. And the teachers, whatever they could grab and stick in their pockets was for them to use for their classroom, to buy their classroom special gifts and supplies and whatever. As like a goodwill gestures for how hard our educators work. So they did this.
Right.
And then some stupid ass extreme journalist posted all over our country saying it's degrading to teachers to make them crawl on the ground for money.
Oh my God.
Fuck it.
And it got traction?
It's, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, the credit union gave away money for kids. The teachers volunteered. It's not like they said, you're going to do this. I don't know how is it degrading to pick money off the ground? Like,
I don't know.
So then the team had to give extra money. The whole thing is just so dumb. And we're living in such a damn sensitive world. I saw this and I thought, what?
Sensitive, soft, inconsiderate, you name it.
God. You watch Tiger today?
I did watch Tiger today. Boy, for the injury that he had, and for him to come back this quick, and
I think you might be overblowing this.
It's a for fun tournament, but some of the shots he's making, it's like, okay, he's got a swagger. I mean, his son's got a swagger. I mean,
he's definitely
a fun duo to watch. I would
definitely agree with you that he's got it dialed in 150 in. But you can tell his body's hurting on the drives, which is understandable.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's almost 44 years old.
I'm 49 and I don't hurt when I take heart full swings. He's coming off a major injury.
No, but his body's just been broken down on him though.
Yeah.
Over the years and stuff.
Well, he's coming off two broken legs. I don't know. Substantial.
For him to come off that series of injury where he almost died and he almost had his leg amputated. I thought it was incredible. It's good for the sports world.
It's just a fun tournament.
Yeah, no, it is.
I think it's the father son aspect that gets me more excited.
Charlie Woods is amazing.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them that were amazing. Old,
he's sticking them within 3 feet in a par three off the tee. Oh, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player. He is.
He just takes after his dad too. You can tell, the club twirl, the walking the putts in. He it's so funny to watch.
It is. It's fun to watch. You know, I had as much fun, as much as I had fun watching those two, I had as much fun watching John Daly and his son.
Yeah, John Daly's son's pretty good.
Just the interaction's cool. I mean, anytime I watch a father-son event like that, it's really cool. It's just a fun event, and I love that tournament. I look forward to it every year, and it didn't disappoint today, did it? It was good. It was a good watch.
Him, Charlie and Tiger had 11 straight birdies.
Broke a record.
Golf record.
For that tournament, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Tonight's show is going to be slightly abbreviated because number one, Blake leaves tomorrow, and there isn't a hell of a lot to discuss in the hockey world. And the only thing there is to discuss is COVID, and me and you fucking hate talking about COVID.
And the Nuckies. Can't leave out the Nuckies.
So we're not talking about them.
Hottest team in the league.
Nashville. And
Bruce, there it is.
Jesus. We're going to have so many people tune out of this show now because you're so contradictory to your ways.
No, pardon me. I said they needed a new voice. Bruce is a new voice.
You ripped.
And the boys are rolling.
You ripped your team and you said they suck.
Rightfully so. They did suck.
But you quit on them. You quit on them.
They were 7-15.
You quit.
No, I was just fed up with the same bullshit every year.
Does it scare you that your team's so fragile that they had tuned out a coach so bad and given up that bad? Because that would bother me.
I don't know.
Because it bothered me in Calgary when they did that.
It's very interesting how Bruce Boudreaux has the exact same roster as Travis Green, and they're 6-0 under Bruce.
Oh, come on. Like, you know what, though? Like,
it's a little funny to me.
Bruce Boudreaux is one of my top three favorite coaches. I'm not even joking. I've always said that. I've always loved him.
He is the motivating type.
He's not motivating, though. He's a player-friendly coach.
Confidence. He allows the offensive players to thrive.
But I do believe his shelf life is shorter than most coaches.
Well, he was in Washington for what, 6 years, Anaheim for 5, Minnesota for 4. I don't know. I feel like that's the average.
Okay, Minnesota didn't listen to him for the last 2 years, and he'll admit that. You know what I'm saying, though?
Right. But the average shelf life of NHL coaches is probably 4 to 5 years.
I would say so. Yeah.
Maybe 3 to 5.
Your team gonna win in 4 to 5 years?
Well, I like the hiring of Jim Rutherford, and they're gonna get it right. You can just tell by the way that he talks to the media. It's completely different. He's all business, and he doesn't mess around, and he's gonna get the proper guys in there.
He's gonna have troubles though, and I have confidence in him too. I think he's good, but I don't know.
But I mean,
okay, this show is getting off the rails here. You know that, right?
No. I just want to say it's just nice to see like Brock Besser scoring goals again. That's all.
I know. I thought he disappeared.
He's got 5 goals and 6 games under Boudreaux. He's shooting the puck more. It's great to see. Let's get the show back on the rails. Just had to shout out the boys quick.
All right. Here's what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about how COVID cases soar and shutdowns loom, and we're going to be brief on that, believe me. And then we're going to talk about Paul Maurice resigning in Winnipeg. We'll go around the league, talk about Spezza and Chychrun and a couple other little things.
You got 3 questions, right?
I do.
Okay.
All right, Blake, let's get this section of the show over in a hurry. COVID has just freaking ripped through the league since we last talked last week. And the Avalanche, Panthers, Flames have been shut down. I'm not sure why this happened, but the Bell Center played on, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday night. To empty building. I watched part of that game, right? And I watched about 4 minutes of it. I'm like, I freaking can't do this. Can't do this anymore.
But you did it for 56 games last year.
I know, but I'm not doing it again. I was watching.
You can't do it when you just did it last year.
I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do it. It's that big of a difference. Like, I was so happy to just have hockey back last year that it was like, okay. But now after watching games and having crowds go crazy and stuff, I turned it on.
Hey, can I ask you a question though?
This is no fun.
What is not allowing people to buy concession food gonna do?
It's my next thing on my list. Toronto has chosen to not sell concessions to their
and Montreal
to their 50% fans. Like, I have no idea what does that help. I have no idea what does that help. It puts more people at home without a job, is what it freaking does.
Losing money.
You put people out of a job. No, these people that are freaking selling beers and popcorn and pop are sitting at home unemployed.
So we in this
world have pinpointed and said, I think I got it, Blake. I think I know why people are getting COVID. I think it's the fucking popcorn.
They're getting hot dogs.
I think it's the popcorn. Yeah. Oy, oy, oy. So dumb. It's so sad. League has announced enhanced protocols through January 7th, and a lot of players had a big problem with this, and I don't blame them. They're being told they can't go out to eat on the road anymore again, and they're going to have to live this sheltered life. If it goes past January 7th, I think you're going to see huge fallout from the players. Huge.
Yeah, they're definitely going to speak up. I mean, I don't understand why the NHL can't adopt what the NFL does, and just like if you're vaccinated and you're not having any symptoms, you don't have to get tested.
So,
and if you have symptoms, you go get tested.
Absolutely.
Like every other job.
Like every other job.
If you have symptoms, you get sent home, you go get tested, And if you don't have symptoms, after you get tested and you're negative, you can go back to work. And if you're positive, you fucking isolate for 14 days. It's not hard.
No, but we're making it hard in this world.
It's not rocket science.
And I'm glad you're speaking up on this, because the NFL did make some changes. I heard this morning. They're not testing people unless they're showing symptoms anymore. And you know what? To the NFL.
Yeah.
That is amazing, and that is great news.
I said the same thing yesterday. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
And you know what? Steve Yzerman brought it up, and his word.
His say has a big, I think he has a big say.
I do too. And I know what? Now the floodgates are going to open.
The pressure's on old Gary.
No, the floodgates will open. All kinds of people will talk now. After Steve Yzerman talks, a lot of people will voice their opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's proven. The vaccine's not working, because if it did, we wouldn't have this rash.
You gotta go get your third one now.
It's crazy. It's absurd. It's like, it's absurd. It's crazy. I don't understand.
Hold on. I saw a funny picture. Let me see.
I got a tweet for you that
it says, if Omicron is really bad, just wait until Megatron and then Optimus Prime arrive. We're fucked.
Yeah. Oh, you see my Commodore's tweet yesterday?
Pretty funny, but the truth.
I'll read it. It says, Canadian folks, be scared. Omicron is here. The symptoms are a runny nose, a slight fever, a light cough, and a sore throat. It's like a cold. Even if you feel totally fine, you need to go get tested. We need to make our COVID numbers up so that we can lock down again for your safety. Merry Christmas. And he is bang on.
Yep, tough.
Anyways, back to the thing.
Trump is going to reelect an idiot for another term.
Oh, it's bleeding down to the States. Where is idiot? It's just as bad in America. We're working on shutting our Christmas down too. Don't worry.
Oh, BC's already locked down at all the gatherings.
Well, terrible. That'll never happen in the U.S. because people won't abide.
Nobody will do that.
No. That's absurd. That's absurd.
How do you even enforce that? Are the cops going to go door to door in every city? Hey, let me count. And, yeah, you and, got five. Hey, that's a fine.
Then we'll put them all in jail together.
That's maybe, so dumb. Like, is there a way to just weed out the anti-vax? Like, is there a way?
What?
To just weed out the anti-vaxxers?
What are you talking about?
What do we got to do to stop these clowns from messing around?
What are you talking about?
That's what it is. It's the anti-vaxxers that are not following the rules that the reason why there's all these protocols, because everybody's not getting vaccinated.
Blake, the vaccine doesn't work.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't. I do know, because there's 700 NHL players that are vaccinated and there's 150 cases. It's not working. And if you think it is, you're out of your fucking mind. There's more COVID cases reported this year than last year. This isn't an anti-vaxxer problem. This is a stupidity problem.
So you think it's
look
fake?
Look at the facts. No, I don't think it's fake. I don't think there's any stopping it. You can fucking stick yourself with a needle 20 times and it's not stopping it. We're proving that already. So keep sticking yourself, because it's really working.
You're fired up.
It's the truth, Blake. It's the truth. Look at the facts.
Fired up.
Look at the facts. If it worked, we wouldn't have a shutdown in the NHL, would we?
Ah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. It's the logical facts. All right.
I know you love talking about COVID, so you want to talk about it any longer?
Nope, I don't. I'm done. We set our piece. All right.
He got your rant in.
Topic number two. Paul Maurice, just out of the blue, resigns from the Winnipeg Jets. Surprised?
Very surprised. He's a very honest person. And just listening to his press conference, he said, I'm a good coach. This team just needs a new voice. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it makes sense when he talked about how he lost love for the game last year with no fans and protocols. And that I understand from that standpoint. Like, that would suck having to, and then you're having to do it again this year. And I mean, it's the same shit. And yeah, I feel for the guy for sure. He'll get another job if he wants one. He's a good coach, and it's an opportunity for Dave Lowry to kind of get his start as a head coach and see how he does with it. But yeah, I was very surprised.
I was surprised too, but I did like his statement where he said it's like pushing a rock up a mountain. And he says, yeah. I could only get the rock and so only far.
Push so far.
And yeah. You know, he said he's got a good hockey team and he's a good coach. I believe both of those to be true. People said he was quitting on his team. I don't think that at all. I think he was being honest to his team.
I
know there was a lot of his team that was shocked, a lot of people in the media that were shocked, and a lot of fans that were shocked, me being one of them. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, I don't fault a guy for knowing when is when, do you?
No. I mean, Paul Maurice knows more than anybody when he needs to step down or needs to, like, step away from the game. Like, nobody knows more than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Do you think he was going to be fired?
I don't know. Maybe at the end of the season, if they didn't have success in the playoffs. Maybe,
I think he had this season to figure it out. I think he got fired if they would have not made it to the second round this year. But I don't think that's why he quit. I don't know. I am going pretty far.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of getting to be do or die for this team. I don't think he was on the chopping block.
Every year, they're
super talented though. I mean, this team is cocked and loaded. I mean, this is a talented hockey team. I don't know.
Yep.
Do you think the team's underachieving? I do.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, but their back end's just not that good. Like, their back end just doesn't do it for me. You can have all the talent up front and you can have amazing goalie. If you don't have defense, you're not going to win very many games.
Coming from a Canucks fan.
Like, zip it, please. We're not talking about the Nuckies, I thought.
Okay, we will.
Tyler Myers is playing 30 minutes under Bruce. Leave the guy alone.
Holy shit.
Tyler Myers is a new player. He's worth all every penny now.
Yeah. I'm going to mark that at the 23 mark.
I mean, Nate Schmidt's their top 2D man. I mean, we saw how he played last year.
You were pumped to get Nate Schmidt.
Dog shit.
You were pumped to get him, though.
Yeah, I saw the way he played. I'm like, yeah, we need to get rid of this guy now.
I don't know. I think this Winnipeg team's a good hockey team. I love their goaltending. I hope they find consistency. I think Dave Lowry is a good coach. We'll see what happens. I know it's on an interim basis, but, we'll see what happens. I wish him the best. And, the Winnipeg Jets are one of those teams, even though they're in the Western Conference, that, I don't mind seeing the Jets win. I like the Jets. I do know that Paul Maurice is still one of my favorite coaches. Some of his sound bites are the best I've ever seen. Guy makes me laugh, and he'll get
maybe job. He just got sick of living in Winnipeg.
No, I like Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is a shithole.
I could think of worse.
I would never, ever want to live in Winnipeg.
I'd live in Winnipeg before Edmonton.
You would?
Yeah.
I would live in Minot, North Dakota before I live in Winnipeg.
Well, I've lived in Minot for a long time. I kind of like it here. Winnipeg has some areas of the town that are rough.
It's old, and it's just gross, and there's a lot of violence and gang, and
you can say that about Vancouver too.
Yeah, and East Hastings.
I mean, there's areas. Yeah, I mean, but there's areas of Winnipeg that are beautiful. But
Vancouver's also on the water and beautiful, so you'll live with that shit. Winnipeg's dark and cold and shitty.
Yeah, I don't know. I always got a soft spot for that market. I think that market, they love their hockey and, they love their team, and they'll do anything for a Stanley Cup. So, hopefully, someday the Jets get there. Mm-hmm. All right, time to go around the NHL. Not a whole lot to talk about. I got a couple things on my list. Spezza's suspension reduced to 4 games. He returns.
He's supposed to return yesterday.
Supposed to return yesterday, but that didn't get played. So, were you surprised? I was a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny when they say you get a minimum of 5 games for in-person hearing, and then it gets reduced to 4. It's like,
why the commissioner? Like, why bother at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I mean, Pionk put himself in a vulnerable position. We already talked about the hit.
Like, I know we did, so we don't need to rehash that. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I put it on the list because I was a little surprised. There's just
so much inconsistency with the shit. Like, how much games is Brett Connolly going to get?
You want to talk about golf again?
Why?
I don't know. Brett Connolly got 4. He got 4.
What?
Came out today. He got 4 games.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah. He got 4. You too busy watching golf?
That was dirty. Yeah,
that was a dirty one.
Like, the puck was nowhere near him.
Yeah.
And he.
But then I saw a lot of people say that's a 2-minute interference. I thought it was dirty, but.
He hit him right in the head, though. Well, like, it was interference.
He hit more than his head, though. He hit like the whole body. He didn't miss any part of his body. Laid him out.
15 years ago, 2-minute interference. Now, league is soft as dog
puppy. No, shit. I know, but I didn't like the hit, though.
I didn't like it either.
I mean, I'm like all.
But the league has gone very soft.
I agree. I agree completely.
The whole hockey but itself.
I don't want to see guys thinking that it's okay to lay people out that don't have the puck.
Hey, is it just me, or is there like a crazy amount of guys leaving on stretchers this year?
It's because there's a crazy amount of guys skating with their head down like they're playing in a beer league game. This was the first one where I was like, that's bad.
Yeah, he wasn't even.
Didn't have the puck.
The puck's not even there.
The other ones, though, they all had the puck. And the other ones, I didn't think any of them were dirty. I didn't think any of them were dirty. The Truba hits, McKinnon had his head freaking down.
Jar Carawa was slightly dirty.
No, it was not dirty. There was no anything that was dirty. No.
A little bit.
If Jujar, the guy, one of the guys in TSN summed it up the best. If Jujar Kara didn't hit Truba and hit a wall, he would have knocked himself out.
This much.
No. That you're being soft then, but if you think
McKinnon one was clean.
So was the Jujar Kara one.
Next topic.
You brought the topic up, dude. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. I didn't even have it on the list to talk about. I didn't feel like that interference was even worth talking tonight.
Oh, you didn't think the Connolly hit was...
That was dirty. That was dirty. I didn't know how anybody else... I didn't really know if we were going to talk about it because I didn't know how you'd even debate it because, like, I think we both are smart enough to see that was a dirty one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Yep.
I thought about... I had a little bit written down about him getting 4 games, I guess, but it was dirty. Mm-hmm. Jacob Chychrun on the trade block. This kind of surprised me because this means that Arizona has really totally given up.
They're trying to get rid of money. They need to pay their bills.
I know. He's signed
out of here.
He signed from through 24-25 at a 4.6 hit. He's 23 years old. This guy... Wouldn't he be a great fit on every team?
Jacob Chychrun?
Yeah.
Is going to the Edmonton Oilers.
How do they afford it?
For Zach Cassian?
Oh, pfft.
Listen to me. Zach Cassian, for money purposes.
It'll be Yamamoto.
Kaylor Yamamoto. Can I finish my proposal? Christ. Zach Cassian, Kaylor Yamamoto, and 2 first-round picks. I think Edmonton should jump on it. He's at a cheap deal, 4.6 mil for the next 3 years.
So you think it's good to give up 2 first-rounders?
Yeah, Edmonton's a win-now mode. They don't care about first-round picks.
They're in a win-now mode, but they don't have a goalie. Those are things I think they should give up for a goalie, not Jacob Chychrun.
Who is going to trade a goalie right now?
Well, they need to get Marc-Andre Fleury.
You know what? They can get Marc-Andre Fleury for a 4th-round pick.
No, it would take more than that.
Oh, maybe. Sorry, a second.
Just because the Blackhawks know that Edmonton needs a goalie that bad, they could hold Edmonton's nuts and say you'll never win a Stanley Cup with the fucking old guys in net, right?
Mike Smith's coming back.
I know, but he's old, and I like Mike Smith, and I think if that guy gets hot, he's as good a goalie as anybody in the league.
Yep.
But. The whole league knows they got Edmonton by the ball sack because Edmonton's not winning a cup with those guys in net.
Nope.
Right?
I agree.
So the other owners can twist
but like,
and twist.
I think something like that could happen with Edmonton, Arizona.
Yeah, it could.
It's not a bad proposal.
No. And but anybody, any team could do that, though. Any team could throw in some shitty salary and two first-rounders.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah. And other teams would probably throw in less shitty salary than Zach Cassian. Because that would be one I'd be like, I don't think I want to take that on. Kyler Yamamoto, I probably would.
Zach Cassian's great. You're a big Zach Cassian guy.
He's great. I loved it when they signed him for that contract because I thought that is going to fuck you over bad. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, there was one other thing I needed to talk about today on this show, and I don't remember what it is. So I don't know, Blake. Are you ready to just fire into three questions real quick?
Well, let me see. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No. There's nothing else that happened today, is there? Look at my notes here. You want to talk golf? Golf was my biggest thing today.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Did you watch any football today? I didn't watch one down.
I watched a little bit of Arizona and Detroit.
Detroit? Did they end up winning?
Detroit whooped their ass.
Yeah. What the heck is up with that?
And then I watched a little bit of Cowboys. My Seahawks play Thursday or Tuesday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which is weird.
What do you think?
There's even a Saturday game this week.
So when we keep seeing that games are getting canceled, and I'm not talking about COVID anymore, but I just wanted to talk about this. When we keep seeing every day, like, oh, this game's postponed, do you just start to be like, I'm not even going to look and see what games are on tonight?
Yeah, I just hope that they don't, like, shut it down.
I just want to get through Christmas and then just adopt the NFL's rule and just let's play hockey.
Yeah.
But it won't happen because there's Canadian teams, I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like,
I don't think
it'll
happen.
It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, but we aren't going to hash that over again. All right, I got a whole new version of three questions. Let's do it.
Oh, no.
It's time for three questions.
All right, Blake.
I don't like new things. I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay. I was going to do three questions, and then I'm like, I don't even know what to ask this week. I'm not asking COVID questions. I'm not. I'm done. I don't want to talk about it. I just want hockey. I just want normal life. So I came up with a rapid fire question thing. And I'm going to say whether it's a question or a name, and you've got to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
I only got one guess.
No, it's not a trivia, Blake. I'm going to say something, and the first thing that comes to your mind, you say it. We get 10 of them. Okay, we get 10 of them. Are we ready? You understand what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Toronto Maple Leafs. First thing that comes to mind.
Playoff embarrassments.
Best NHL fan base. Blake, this is supposed to be rapid fire. Do you understand what that means? Like
Winnipeg Jets.
Okay. Do you understand now what I mean, though? Okay. First thing that comes to your mind. I don't care if it's the right answer. I'm just saying the first thing that comes to mind. That's the fun of it. Ugliest jersey.
Dallas Stars blacks.
Most exciting current player to watch.
Troy Terry.
Fighting.
Great.
Favorite arena.
Rogers Place, Edmonton.
Best coach.
Bruce Boudreau.
Favorite insider.
L.A. Freeman.
Biggest rat.
biggest rap?
Rat.
Oh, rat. Oh, Brad Marchand.
Canucks make the playoffs.
On the fence.
Oh, God. Pansy saw it on his own.
You said the first thing that comes to mind. I'm on the fence.
It's like, protect myself from embarrassment. Protect myself from embarrassment. You know what? I said last week, I think they do, but it is still a hill. Like, the mathematics is flat out freaking crazy. It is. The mathematics. Bruce, it's Bruce crazy.
Bruce might get them there, buddy.
I'm surprised you don't have a shirt yet that says, like, Bruce, there it is.
Should I buy one?
Do they sell them? I'm sure
they
do.
They're on the Canucks website.
Are they really?
God, yep.
They sell everything, don't they? God.
Might buy a hoodie, wear it on the pod.
Yeah, you do that.
Maybe you can buy it for me and sponsor it. Get it sponsored. Are you shipping me something yet? Did you ship it?
Yeah, it hasn't shipped yet. We're in America, dude. It takes forever. Amazon takes over the world around Christmas. God. And the only packages that they deliver around Christmas, they have to say Amazon on them or they don't get delivered. But yes, you will be getting something.
No. Okay.
I'm not far off. We don't have a listener question, so we can talk about whatever you want.
You didn't do your job today. Come on.
I've been doing my job all week.
No listener question.
No listener question. I'm not going to make one up, dude. I'm not making one up, man.
I don't know.
You want me to keep asking you questions? You like Fruit Loops or Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
Okay. Burger King or McDonald's?
Do I have to choose?
You don't like either one, Blake?
Burger King, probably.
I know you. You like them. You like them both.
I'm not really a big McDonald's guy anymore.
You still a Slurpee from 7-Eleven guy?
We don't have 7-Eleven here, so no.
You had to fucking do a couple shows late last year because Blake had to go get a Slurpee. We did. He comes on. He's got
blue. That's right. I needed a Slurpee.
He's got blue lips. It's fucking Slurpee. God. I don't know. Well, hopefully.
Week off. It's going to be good. Go home. Get in the hot tub. Go skating. Hang out with the boys. Maybe go to the bar. I don't know.
That's good. That's what this is for.
Got a new car. Driving back to BC.
You got a new car?
Yeah. Chevy Equinox.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm just giving you
better
shit.
Better than an 04 Pontiac.
The one that you smashed into about 11 things when you were in college? Is that the one we're talking about?
Fuck off.
Come on. That thing looked like it was a freaking
low blows.
Beat to shit.
Enough with the low blows. That was 4 years ago. Leave me alone.
You've improved a lot then since then?
I have improved. I'm sure haven't gotten an accident since.
I'm sure your dad was highly impressed.
Yep.
I could just see the look on your dad's face.
Have you met my dad?
Son of a bitch can't drive. Yeah, I've met your dad and mom.
When?
I've met your dad and mom. Visited with them in a store one night for about an hour.
Oh, yeah, Walmart.
And, I've met both your parents. I met your dad twice, I think.
Is that Walmart?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I wish we can get people call into the show.
Well, it's maybe something in the works we can look at. I don't know. We'll see. Probably better end this show, though. People are going to, like, tune us out right now because we're not doing anything.
We're just dragging it on to an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah, we're not doing that tonight, man. We're not doing it. So, all right. Thank you all for listening to Blake and I rant and talk about golf more than hockey tonight. It's probably more exciting than hockey this week. I'm sorry. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Get on over to Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Don't give us a bad rating today. Come on. It's fucking Christmas. Be nice to us, man. Check us out on debatehockey.com. Blake and I wish each and every one of you guys a very Merry Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy some family time. That's what this is all about. Blake, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Say hi to your family and best to everybody there. And when we get back, we're going to be back on January 3rd with our regular Monday night shows. And, well, until then, let's enjoy some hockey action and, I don't know, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas. Yeah. Cheer for Blake's Canucks because you know what, mathematically, this team This team has been good lately, but they need a
6-0 under Bruce. There it is.
They need help. Merry Christmas, all. Be safe and enjoy the holidays. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars underscore Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.